USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to note.
Epidemiology professor Dennis Nash. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities. This is all according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Representative Scott Perry is calling out the Attorney General.
Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax, has a problem with Attorney General Merrick Garland, as the reality of Mr. Garland's actions paint a different story.
That's not the impression anybody in America gets. They've watched this saga continue with Hunter Biden, and of course it goes right to President Biden. They've watched James Comey, Hillary Clinton. They've watched every single Democrat they know of, every single person on the left, get a pass for every single thing under the sun.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Thousands of migrants, some of whom have been bused from Texas and Arizona, have arrived in Washington, D.C. in recent months. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. In the new letter, Bowser clarified that the city would only need the National Guard for, quote, logistical support for a period of 90 days, at which point the situation could be reassessed. Three people are dead after a house exploded in southern Indiana. Officials have confirmed dozens of firefighters responded to the scene after a blast had occurred. The home where the explosion occurred was destroyed, and 39 other structures were damaged severely. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation. A 3-month-old baby has died after being left in a hot car in Washington, D.C. Authorities have confirmed this makes the 15th child to die from a hot car in the U.S. so far this year, according to the national nonprofit KidsAndCars.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.